is they'll pray a prayer and the manifestation doesn't happen immediately. And so they'll say something stupid like, God said no. No, he didn't. You just didn't hold out. A lot of times it just takes God a while to get somebody to be obedient to do it for you, for him. That's worked in all of our lives. It's just like I said last time I was teaching, you know, everybody likes to say God is in control, and I said this, and it really bothered a lot of people, but too bad. God's only in control of what you'll be in control of. That's worked in everybody's life. It's a fact. Let's move on. So look what it says here in Romans chapter 10. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, Paul's going to become rhetorical here. He's going to tell you the actual order of how things go. Okay? For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That's how you get saved. You can't even confess Jesus Christ as Lord until you believe it. Come on. I mean, that's where the Baptists have got it. That's where the Calvinists have got it. You can't even say that Jesus is Lord until there's been a change on the inside. And that comes when you've heard the word of God. And that's what he goes on to say here. And I'll summarize it. He said, and how can they hear except somebody teach them? And how can somebody teach them except they be sent? And he says, how beautiful are the feet of them who bring glad tidings of good things. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. Now we'll go back to Romans chapter 4, and let's get to the intermission here. Okay? So Romans chapter 4 says this, verse 3, for what saith the scripture, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Let's read on. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man, unto whom God hath imputeth righteousness, that means credit, without works, saying, and this is a quotation from Psalm 32, 1 and 2, saying, blessed are those, they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not count or impute sin. So, God has redeemed you out of the hand of your enemy. Now, before the foundations of the world, and this is, we're ready for prayer time, Neva? Okay, all right, got the thumbs up. Yeah, go, Lego. Okay, before the foundations of the world, before there was ever time, and then after time was instituted, and in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's when time began, okay, the beginning, all right? Genesis 1, chapter 1. That's when time started, up till the time where 4,000 years later, the seed of the woman was born, and that was Jesus Christ. And then when he was in his 30s, he did his 3 years of ministry upon the earth, and then it was culminated by his resurrection. But the event that happened right before his resurrection was that he was crucified on behalf for us, that he would take away all the sins of the world. And God made him sin. But before that happened, and before you believed in that event that Jesus is Lord and God hath raised him from the dead, according to Romans chapter 10, he saw Monica. He saw Neva. Legally, everybody that's ever born, it's credited. But then when people go through life, but if they reject the Lord, and they die, then their names are blotted out of the book of life. That's in the book of Revelation. Blotted out. So legally, you've got it. But it has to be an event. It has to be an event that changes you on the inside, the faith that came to you from hearing the word of God, and it changed you, and it bought you out of all that darkness and brought you out of all that darkness and all the influence of it. Let's go to intermission.
We want to pray for the family of Judy Marshall, who went to be with the Lord Wednesday evening. She's the mom of Joe Miller. Joe and Kelly Miller have been in Elk City a long, long time, and that's Joe's mom. She's been in Bell Avenue Nursing Home for a while, so I know that she's at peace and she's with the Lord now. And then we want to pray for Terry Williams that you mentioned earlier, the man that you ministered to in Tulsa. And then want to pray for the family of Deanna Finley, who went to her final resting place this week. And Deanna, well, Judy was up in years, but Deanna was too young to be gone, I think, about 65 years old. So
she's a kid.
Just a kid,
she's
that's
just
right.
Just a child.
Yeah. So here's our prayer request for the moment.
Even I think alike. He's satisfying us with long life. That would be Joe Pyatt. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's Psalm 91:16, for those of you who are curious. That's a promise. I shared that with somebody yesterday. They were burdened about a diagnosis. Not that they had, but somebody they knew. And I said, no, don't accept that. This is what the Bible says. He'll satisfy you with long life and show you his salvation. Like when Monica, what's your favorite thing to eat? You must like everything, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Food.
Food. Okay, so Monica likes food. We all like food. God made us to like food, okay? And if you're not a glutton like I used to be, you always eat till you're full. You don't. You just stop. Do you?
Till I'm satisfied. And
yeah.
Not like.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying, you know. I'm not talking about going down to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Y'all watch people come out of there, and I'm just thinking, okay, now they got 2 hours of remorse to go through because they pigged out. But I'm talking about normal eating.
Yeah.
You eat till you're full, you're satisfied. Mm. That's what Psalms 91:16 is. You know, it's not God. See, Hebrews chapter 9, it's his point unto man wants to die, or chapter 10, and then the judgment. People say everybody's got an assigned date. That's not what that verse means. It's really your choice. It's your destiny. Your life is based on choices. What you eat, what you do, what you drink. Boy, Aniva's focused over there today, isn't she? Usually I get like a courtesy nod or something. I know you are. So, Angel's listening too. He's getting it. Anyway, so Psalm 91:16. He'll satisfy you with long life and show you his salvation. Oh yeah, somebody said, prove it to me with another verse, no problem. 2 Timothy chapter 4, I think about verse 6, Paul said, I have finished the course. That's right. I have fought the fight. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness,